This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
TJ, Hope, Billy Kid. Now, ladies, I got a news flash for you. I'm a nerd.
What?
Exactly.
Stop!
And I think I have found my line of nerdness.
Now, in the last 10 years, I have seen you with all sorts of little tchotchkes.
Yes.
And
gadgets.
Gadgets, this and that. And one gets you more excited than the next. So I can't imagine where the line would be.
Well, one of them was a pair of glasses that you can take pictures with. He was like, I'm going to take your picture. Click. And I was like, what?
He showed Meta. His phone. Those are like, the Meta glasses.
Sorcery.
The spy kid.
So I stumbled across this thing, and the irony of the name, too, it's called B.computer, B-E-E.computer.
Oh.
And it is a device that it looks like a Fitbit. You know the Fitbits that are like long and thin? They just look like a kind of like a fat bracelet. It doesn't have video, but it does record. It doesn't record audio. It transcribes it in real time. So there's no recordings of us sitting here talking, but at the end of the day, there would be a written transcript. And I'm thinking, how cool would this be for like meetings? I sit in so many meetings, so many boring meetings. And how cool would it be to have a little summary at the end of it? And then it takes your AI, the magical AI, and it'll give you a list of here's your action items. Make sure you send TJ that email.
Wow.
Make sure you call Hope tomorrow morning. I'll put a reminder on your calendar. Like it connects to your calendar or email. And I see all this and I'm like, that's awesome. And then I thought about the repercussions of that.
Yeah.
Would my boss want to sit in a meeting with me knowing that there's a written transcription happening in real time?
Well, I mean,
yeah, do you have to give like a disclaimer? Because like on Zoom, it's like this meeting is now being recorded.
And I, if everybody was cool with that, I would love to get one because I'm a nerd. But I don't think people would be cool with that. I don't know that I would be cool with that, to be honest.
How far are we going to let it go? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, is it to where you go home and Val's like, hi, honey, how was your day? And you're like, I'll send you the transcript.
Rochester's New Country, 92.5 WBEE. It's B Morning Coffee Club, TJ, Hope, and Billy. How much money is enough? What is there such a thing as a pile of money that is big enough that you could possibly say no thank you to millions of dollars?
I would like to think yes. I mean, there's only so much money you need, right? I would like to think that I would not be too greedy. But most people are saying, yeah, TJ, you're nuts. There's never enough money.
I think once you're in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
I think you can say $5 million. I don't need that.
Are you giving me $5 million? Are you giving it up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I give you that impression?
Oh, okay.
No, Josh Allen renewed his contract.
Yep.
And apparently they gave him a giant pile of money. Well, let's just listen to what he has to say here.
It didn't seem like, to my perspective, I was taking a whole lot less. The way that I make sense of it, when you start getting these fairly big numbers throughout the entire league, it's weird to say this, but what's five more going to do for my life that I can't already do right now? Right? Like, live a pretty good life. Got a house, got a car, we're good. I wasn't looking to absolutely kill them at every chance that I could. And I told my agent that. I was like, hey, if this has any impact on the pack, or impact on the cap, I should say, let's figure out a way to not do that.
Yeah, I want some great players.
So
take my money.
Josh Allen, how much did he get?
Josh,
like $330 million over the next 6 years.
Yeah.
So he went back to them and said, that's enough. I want the team to be the team.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, if it affects the cap, if $5 million is going to help him get a better wide receiver, I don't know, but I am not surprised. Listen to him. He's like, I got a car.
I got a house.
Like, what else do you need? And it's true. Like, he's just a super humble guy. His parents did such a good job with him.
I can't see him down the road ever leaving Buffalo. Like, do you think he's a lifer? Do you think he's going to be here forever? He's here for at least the next couple of years.
Well, he's here for a while. But, yeah, it depends. I don't know. His wife, his soon-to-be wife, is an actress. I don't know where they're going to end up in the future. But I can't imagine him wanting to leave Buffalo. He's so beloved. He's the unofficial mayor. He's the king.
I got a house. I got a car.
What else do I need?
Could you imagine? I can't even wrap my head around having enough money that $5 million is just like, ah.
What's another five?
Yeah, WBEETJ Hope. I'm Billy Kidd. Good morning.
Aren't there streets that when you drive by, they just make you smile? Like, how can you not smile when you turn down Knickerbocker Lane over in Pittsburgh?
Knickerbocker? Why? Because it's fun to say?
Yes. Oh. Like, hey, Mr. Knickerbocker, bockety bop. I like the way that you boppity bop.
Wow.
Okay, clearly Barney was not a big staple in your house.
No. Barney was not on in my house ever. Like, I put my foot down on that one. I was like, no, Caillou's enough.
Caillou. Stop whining. Stop crying, kid. Don't let that kid whine anymore.
I grew up in Henrietta, and there, I swear, whoever planned out the streets in that place, they were dropping acid or something. It was in the 60s. It could have happened. Strawberry Hill, Crimson Bramble, Wildflower, like Lavender. They're all like flowery stuff like that. The one that used to get me, though, and this one, we were talking about this earlier, got you too.
Yes, in Henrietta, Good Burlette. I have a friend who moved to Henrietta recently, and he was like, oh, you just got to turn down Good Burlet. I was like, do you mean Good Burlette? He was like, no, it's French. It's Good Burlet. I was like, that's French.
No, no.
He's like, no.
It's Henrietta. It ain't fancy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.